We're back to Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series and owner of Hollow Man Publishing and also American Made VA. Paul, how are you? I know you're excited about our guests. And again, he's published with our publishing firm. So introduce our guest.
Yep, we have Bill Nelson with us, and he is one heck of a great writer. Anybody who hasn't read the book, read it, because it's a wonderful book. Welcome, Bill.
Hi, thanks for having me back. I want to start by, not only thanking Hollow Man Publishing, Paul and Neil and the whole team, but also I want to thank all of the support from the people that have bought the book so far. We've given the book a nice little push in the first week. It's apparently doing better than average. And although there's a lot to do left, so if you haven't bought the book yet, please do. If you don't have the link, send me a note. I'll get you the link. There's a book signing that's probably going to be coming up in Galveston, Texas, probably sometime in the month of February or March. And then there'll be book signings happening fairly frequently after that. We are waiting on word as to when we will have a launch on Barnes & Noble, but that's coming soon. And then I also want to stress the point that reviews are really important. So if you have the book and you've read it and you enjoyed it, then please leave a review, because that's really important, not only in terms of the rankings for the book, but also for selling the book. All of that stuff kind of works together, rankings and reviews and all of that sell books. And, obviously I want to sell the book because, I want to have a career as a writer, but also because I think it's a good book and I think people will enjoy it. I think there's something in there for everyone. There's action and adventure, there's psychological drama, and there's a love story. And it's all set against a beautiful backdrop of seascapes and sunsets and coastline. And, I think that it's a good book. And the reviews that we've had so far seem to agree. And so we want more of those kinds of reviews.
Yeah, and they're going to come. And Bill, that's because you really are motivated to go out there and tell people about the book. I think that when you talk about Yellowstone on the water, that's huge, because people want dramas that are going to keep people on your toes throughout the book. How did you keep the intrigue throughout the book, writing it, to make sure that each page turn led to people saying, what's going to happen next?
Well, I think it's really important that when you're conceiving of a storyline, that you think through, where is it going? Where is it going to wind up? And that you create steps along the way that you can kind of follow to get to, the evolution of the characters and the evolution of the story. And I tried to space that out to where, like, there's a really significant event in about every other chapter, and starting with the first chapter. So I wanted to make sure that with the very first chapter that there is an event that where you kind of get to see some of the drama that originates from coastal living and interacting with the ocean, which is a very unpredictable force of nature.
Wow. And that's for sure. And that area on the water is unlike other areas in the country on the water, right? Kind of describe the difference of the Gulf versus other places in the United States, because I know you've traveled all over the U.S.
Well, the Gulf is a really interesting body of water. Most people don't realize that it's, very, very deep in the middle. It's thousands and thousands of feet deep in the middle. However, on the edges of the Gulf, it can be pretty shallow, right up to the beach. Obviously, when you're standing on the beach, you're standing in, really, really shallow water. And you can be, 10 miles, 20 miles out and only be in a few hundred feet of water, which is relatively shallow, and then thousands of feet out in the middle of the Gulf. So because of the way the Gulf is constructed from a seismological standpoint, it creates really aggressive wave action. And lots of sailors, my father included, said that some of the biggest seas they've ever been in were in the Gulf. And my dad literally sailed all over the world. And he said, off the coast of Tampa, Florida, he got into some of the biggest sea action that he'd ever seen. And he was in 30-foot swells off the coast of Tampa. I've been in 15 to 20-foot swells south of Corpus Christi. And if there's a storm that rounds Florida and winds up in the Gulf, then all bets are off. I mean, you're just talking about a giant washing machine of wave action. You've got, 30 to 60-foot swells that are grouped really close together. And I think one of the things about the Gulf is the way the coastline is organized seismologically, that the wave action is extra intense because the waves are just closer together. And so your recovery time between waves is almost nothing. As soon as you recover from a big wave, well, the next one is right there, right on top of you. And that, if you get into big seas out in the Gulf, it can really pound you to pieces. So it's definitely a body of water that should accrue a lot of respect, probably maybe second only to the Bering Sea. And that's debatable. I think the Bering Sea consistently may be bigger and rougher, but there are certainly times when the Gulf is right up there. And yet people are out there making money in the Gulf all the time. I mean, you've got, oil drilling apparatus and all kinds of marine business that services that. And then you've got the fishing industry, and you've got ships coming out of the ports of Corpus Christi, Houston, and New Orleans. And of course, Houston is the giant port. It's a globally important port. So literally manages hundreds of ships a day. And all of that stuff happens in the midst of a very unpredictable, volatile body of water.
Wow. You're educating me for sure. And in the book, are we able to picture the Gulf a lot in the book and some of your like how you illustrate the story so people could picture it?
Absolutely. That in the very first chapter, there is a situation that arises that is a result of kind of some violent weather that happens out in the Gulf, in the mouth of Galveston Bay. And, those are things that happen. I mean, and there are times in the book where it talks about how calm the sea is, and the Gulf can be really calm. I mean, I was out just about a week ago, and out in the Gulf, it was perfectly flat and very, very pleasant, with about a 4-knot wind. So the boat just kind of drifting along, and the water is perfectly flat. And, under circumstances like that, it can be very relaxing. But literally the way the weather moves over the Texas Gulf Coast, where you've got weather that comes in from the north and the northwest and northeast and collides with the air over the Gulf itself, you create like a lot of volatility in the first 100 miles or so of the Gulf. And you can look at the wind patterns on the radar map and see that, there's just times when there'll be these swirling eddies of air just circling around just south of Galveston, where if you're out there in the middle of that on a dark night with no moonlight and the wind is kind of just swirling around, that's a sailor's nightmare. So you can go from perfectly calm and flat to a situation where you might not survive if you don't know what you're doing. And clearly, if you're out there on a night like that, you want to pull the sails in, hit the motor, and get into a safe port as quickly as possible.
Wow. Okay. That's wild stuff, man. people could pick up your book. It's available on Amazon right now, Bill, and you could just start finding Bill Nelson, author, follow them on Facebook. Friend him as Bill Nelson. You'll find him if you go to Bill Nelson author. He friend him on his personal page before he runs out of room, and DM him, and he's happy to answer questions. And soon we're going to have a virtual book launch for you that we're going to live stream, and we'll give you those dates very, very soon. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody.
All right. You're listening, watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.